Have you ever thought of buying a franchise or currently own one or many? If so, this podcast is for you. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria, the podcast created and hosted by franchise attorney Josh Brown for the sole purpose of helping people find success through franchising.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Franchise Euphoria, the podcast to help you, the prospective franchise buyer, find success in franchising. This is Josh Brown, your host. I am a franchise attorney, entrepreneur, and general lover of all things small business. And in today's Franchise Euphoria tip of the day, we're going to talk about something that's very, very important, and that is you need to know what you don't know before you buy a franchise. You know, many people who buy franchise systems have no prior business experience, let alone business ownership experience. And that's really okay so long as you know what you don't know. Knowing what you don't know is powerful in and of itself. It's really the first step to being able to ask for help, which in turn enables you to fill your knowledge gaps with the people and resources and technologies that can ease your burdens, teach you what you need to know, and assist you in reaching your success as a franchise. But you know, much as the appeal of buying a franchise lies in the fact that the systems and procedures are already set up for you. Not only that, in theory, they're proven to work. But keeping those systems and procedures working for you still requires business know-how. In general, you as a franchise owner are going to wear a number of hats. And that does, you know, there's four key hats that you'll probably end up wearing on a daily basis. And that is, you're going to be the CEO and the COO. You're going to be the chief marketing officer. You're going to be the chief financial officer. And at times you're going to be the employee. You know, you're going to be doing the grunt work as well. So when you're the CEO and you've got the CEO/COO hat on, you're going to be focusing on growth strategy, hiring, training, day-to-day operations, human resource components, compliance issues. But then as the marketing officer, you're going to be focused on marketing strategies, advertising, public relations, social media, digital communications, and the like. Then as the chief financial officer, you're going to be concerned about budgeting, financial forecasting, profit and loss statements, how your business is doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, and annual basis. And then as an employee, you're just going to have to sometimes dig in and do the day-to-day things that hopefully, depending on the franchise that you have, if it requires employees, that you'll have employees do. Normally, these job duties are delegated to a number of different people, but you still have to understand them, though. You know, I mean, you still wear all those hats on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that you don't go hire an accountant. It doesn't mean that you don't go work with an outside marketing agency, but you really need to have the ability to know a little bit about those areas and then know what you don't know and hire out the rest. The point of telling you all this is not really to scare you. It's just so that you as a prospective buyer can really take an honest look at the entirety of what you're job duties will essentially entail when you purchase a franchise and determine which ones you're the least comfortable with and then learn how to do them better. And if you don't want to learn how to do them better, then learn how to hire them out in a smart way. you know, if you don't know anything about marketing, then you can read up on it. There's a ton of information online. You could join a few networking groups or even take some online courses. If compliance isn't your strong suit, then you can give a call to professionals who can make sure you understand it. If you've never had to speak in front of a group, then consider joining your local Toastmasters group or any kind of local rainmaking group, networking group that'll get you in front of more people. Whatever it may be, you just need to get honest with yourself about what you don't yet know and then take strides to learn more about these things. If you're a veteran business person, there's always something new you can learn. You know, running a franchise is not the same as managing a big business or creating a startup from scratch. While the systems and procedures may be in place for you with a franchise, there are still rules to be followed. You have to learn the ins and outs of marketing a franchise, getting the proper paperwork, and working as part of the franchise team. You really need to be realistic about what you know, but most importantly, what you don't know about operating a franchise business, and then keep an open mind to learning. I think there's a lot of people out there that think that not knowing something is a sign of weakness. You know, they sort of feel like they have to sort of put on this front that as a business owner, you know everything about your business. Well, the reality is, for anybody who has owned a business, you just simply don't. And while you need to have a general understanding of every aspect of your business, the reality is, if you want to run an efficient business, if you want to have things set up and take advantage of the franchise systems and procedures that are already in place, you need to know ahead of time where your greatest value is. You need to know where you need to spend your time, and most importantly, where you don't need to spend your time. Doing so, I can assure you, will save you a lot of headaches and definitely help you run a more efficient and hopefully profitable business. So anyways, that's the Franchise Euphoria tip of the day today: the importance of knowing what you don't know. If you've gotten anything out of this, I would love if you would go to iTunes and look up Franchise Euphoria, leave me a rating and review. I always love to see those and read those, so I much appreciate that. And if you like these franchise tips via the podcast, you can always swing over to my website, franchiseeuphoria.com, and sign up for weekly blog. And well, it'll be weekly, essentially a weekly blog that'll have franchise tips, small business tips, and the like. So you can definitely swing over to franchiseeuphoria.com and sign up for that. And as usual, you can reach me at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com, or you can reach me at josh@indiefranchiselaw.com. So until next time, happy franchising.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.